Today is the 23rd day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it's great to be here with you today. It's a bit of a day of transition for us. We will conclude the book of Numbers today. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Four pretty big books in the Old Testament we've made our way through, which will lead us forward in a few minutes to the book of Deuteronomy. And we'll talk about Deuteronomy when we get there. But first, let's conclude the book of Numbers, chapter 36. The heads of households whose families were descended from Gilead, son of Machir, and grandson of Manasseh, families of Joseph's descendants, came and spoke to Moses and the leaders of the other Israelite households. They said, "Sir, the Lord commanded you to give the Israelites their land by drawing lots. The Lord also commanded you to give the land of our relative Zelophehad to his daughters. Suppose they marry men from the other tribes of Israel. Their land will be taken away from that of our ancestors and added to the land of the tribe they marry into. Then we will have lost part of our land. When the Israelites' Jubilee year comes, their land will be added to that of the tribe they married into. Then part of the land of our ancestors' tribe will be gone." So Moses gave the Israelites a command from the Lord. "The tribe of Joseph's descendants is right. This is what the Lord commands for Zelophehad's daughters. They may marry anyone they want to, but only within a family of their ancestors' tribe. In this way, no land of the Israelites will pass from one tribe to another. Every Israelite must keep the tribal land inherited from his ancestors. A woman who inherits land in any of the tribes of Israel may marry a man from any family in her ancestors' tribe. In this way, every Israelite keeps the land inherited from his ancestors. No land may pass from one tribe to another. Each Israelite tribe must keep the land it inherits." Zelophehad's daughters did as the Lord commanded Moses. Mahla, Tirzah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Noah married their cousins on their father's side of the family. They married within the families of the descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, so their land stayed in the tribe of their father's family. These are the commands and rules the Lord gave the Israelites through Moses on the plains of Moab near the Jordan River across from Jericho. Okay, so that concludes the book of Numbers, which brings us to the threshold of the book of Deuteronomy, which is the fifth book in the Old Testament, but the final book in the grouping of books known as the Torah or the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So when we finish this book and check off that last day in the app, we'll get our first badge, the Torah. But we have to read the whole book of Deuteronomy before we get there. And as we move into the book of Deuteronomy, we may like have this deja vu, like, didn't we just hear this? Haven't I heard this? And it would be correct. Many of the things in Deuteronomy would be things that we saw happen as they happened in the earlier books. Deuteronomy is slightly different, even though there's review in it, in that it's clear now. The emerging generation, the one that will go into the promised land, is arising and taking control and being raised up and taught, and power is being transferred. And the previous generation that did not have faith in God when they were sent into the promised land have died out. Moses is not going to be leading the children of Israel into the promised land, and it's time for them to go into the promised land. So he's not going to be going with them. He's going to pass into history, as we'll see. But before he does, he gathers all of the people who he has sweat for, cried for, prayed for, led, put down uprisings, you name it. We saw it all. We've We've traveled this journey together of the wilderness. He brings these people that he loves, these people that are supremely frustrating, together to make sure that he has left nothing left unsaid, that he says everything that he needs to say, and that there is nothing between him and anyone else as he leaves the stage, basically, as he leaves the story and dies and becomes part of the history. So if we understand that going in, then we can pay really close attention as if we were those children of Israel, because haven't we learned that we behave similarly in so many situations? Haven't we learned about our grumbling? Haven't we learned about wandering in the wilderness? Haven't we learned about the lesson of the wilderness? Most of those things that we learned through the work of Moses, as God worked through Moses to raise up this people. He's not going to be a voice anymore. So if we put ourselves in that crowd, understanding that we're not going to hear this leadership anymore, we're not going to hear this voice anymore, this is what he wants to say before he goes. Then it has some gravity to it. Then it becomes meaningful to us. And what we find in Deuteronomy is three different talks or discourses, three different speeches, three different times when he gets in front of the people to say the things that need to be said. And so let's dive in. Deuteronomy chapter 1. This is the speech Moses gave in the desert east of the Jordan on the plains near Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and near Laban, Hazeroth, and Di-Zeab. He spoke to all the Israelites. It takes 11 days to go from Mount Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by way of Mount Seir. On the first day of the 11th month in the 40th year after they had left Egypt, Moses told the Israelites everything the Lord had commanded him to tell them. This was after he had defeated King Sihon of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon, and King Og of Bashan, who ruled in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. The Israelites were east of the Jordan River in Moab when Moses began to review God's teachings. This is what he said. At Mount Horeb, the Lord our God said to us, "You have stayed at this mountain long enough. Break camp and get ready. Go to the mountain region of the Amorites, and go to everyone living on the plains, in the mountains, in the foothills, in the Negev, on the whole Mediterranean coast, the land of the Canaanites, and into Lebanon as far as the Euphrates River. I'm giving you this land. Enter and take possession of the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to you, their descendants. At that time I said to you, 'I'm not able to take care of you by myself. The Lord your God has made your population increase so that you are now as numerous as the stars in the sky. May the Lord, God of your ancestors, make you 1,000 times more numerous, and may he bless you as he has promised. How can I take care of your problems, your troubles, and your disagreements all by myself? From each of your tribes, choose some men who are wise, intelligent, and experienced, and I'll appoint them to be your leaders.' You agreed that this was a good idea. So I took the heads of your tribes, who were wise and experienced men, and made them officers for each of your tribes. I put them in charge of groups of 1,000, or 100, or 50, or 10 people. Also at that time, I gave these instructions to your judges. Hear the cases that your people bring. Judge each case fairly, no matter whether it is a dispute between two Israelites or a dispute between an Israelite and a non-Israelite. Be impartial in your decisions. Listen to the least important people the same way you listen to the most important people. Never be afraid of anyone, since your decisions come from God. You may bring me any case that's too hard for you, and I will hear it. So I told you how to handle these situations. So we left Mount Horeb, as the Lord our God had commanded. We traveled through all that vast and dangerous desert you saw on the way to the mountain region of the Amorites. At last, we came to Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, we have come to the mountain region of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. The Lord your God is giving you this land. Go ahead, take possession of it, as the Lord, God of your ancestors, told you. Don't be afraid or terrified. All of you came to me and said, let's send men ahead of us to gather information about the land for us. Have them report to us about the route we should take and the cities we'll come to. It seemed like a good idea to me, so I chose 12 of your men, one from each tribe. They left and went into the mountains. When they came to the Eshkol Valley, they explored it. They took some of the region's fruit with them and brought it back to us. They reported, the land that the Lord our God is giving us is good. But you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God and refused to go. You complained in your tents and said, the Lord hates us. That's why he brought us out of Egypt. He wanted to hand us over to the Amorites so they could destroy us. Where are we going anyway? Our own men have discouraged us by saying, the people there are taller and stronger than we are. The cities are big with sky-high walls. We even saw the people of Anak there. Then I said to you, don't tremble. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who is going ahead of you, will fight for you, as you saw him fight for you in Egypt and in the desert. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as parents carry their children. He carried you wherever you went until you came to this place. In spite of this, you didn't trust the Lord your God, who went ahead of you to find places for you to camp. He appeared in a column of fire at night and in a column of smoke during the day to show you which route to take. When the Lord heard what you said, he was angry and took this oath. Not one of these evil people will ever see the good land that I swore to give to your ancestors, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He will see it, and I will give the land that he set his feet on to him and his descendants, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord. The Lord became angry with me because of you. He said, you won't go there either. But your assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, will go there. Encourage him, because he will help Israel take possession of the land. Although you thought the little children would be captured in war, your children, who are still too young to know the difference between good and evil, will enter that land. I will give it to them, and they will take possession of it. Turn around, go back into the desert, and follow the road that goes to the Red Sea. You responded, we have sinned against the Lord. We'll go and fight as the Lord our God commanded us to do. Each of you armed yourself for war, thinking you could easily invade the mountain region. But the Lord said to me, tell them, don't go and fight, because I won't be with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. I told you, but you wouldn't listen. You defied the Lord's command and invaded the mountain region. The Amorites who lived there came out and attacked you and chased you like a swarm of bees. They defeated you, chasing you from Seir all the way to Hormah. When you came back, you cried to the Lord, but the Lord didn't listen to you or hear you. That's why you stayed in Kadesh as long as you did. Luke 5:29-6:11. Levi held a large reception at his home for Jesus. A huge crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. The Pharisees and their experts in Moses' teachings complained to Jesus' disciples. They asked, why do you eat and drink with tax tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered them, healthy people don't need a doctor. Those who are sick do. I've come to call sinners to change the way they think and act, not to call people who think they have God's approval. They said to him, John's disciples frequently fast and say prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees. But your disciples eat and drink. Jesus asked them, can you force wedding guests to fast while the groom is still with them? The time will come when the groom will be taken away from them. At that time, they will fast. He also used these illustrations. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new coat to patch an old coat. Otherwise, the new cloth will tear the old. Besides, the patch from the new will not match the old. People don't pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the new wine will make the skins burst. The wine will run out and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine is to be poured into fresh skins. No one who has been drinking old wine wants new wine. He says, the old wine is better. Once, on a day of rest, a holy day, Jesus was walking through some grain fields. His disciples were picking the heads of grain, removing the husks, and eating the grain. Some of the Pharisees asked, why are your disciples doing something that is not right to do on the day of rest, a holy day? Jesus answered them, haven't you read what David did when he and his men were hungry? Haven't you read how he went into the house of God, ate the bread of the presence, and gave some of it to the men who were with him? He had no right to eat those loaves. Only the priests have that right. Then he added, the Son of Man has authority over the day of rest, a holy day. On another day of rest, a holy day, Jesus went into a synagogue to teach. A man whose right hand was paralyzed was there. The experts in Moses' teachings and the Pharisees were watching Jesus closely. They wanted to see whether he would heal the man on the day of rest, a holy day, so that they could find a way to accuse him of doing something wrong. But Jesus knew what they were thinking. So he told the man with the paralyzed hand, get up and stand in the center of the synagogue. The man got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, I ask you, what is the right thing to do on a day of rest, a holy day? To do good or evil? To give a person his health or to destroy it? He looked around at all of them and then said to the man, hold out your hand. The man did so, and his hand became normal again. The experts in Moses' teachings and Pharisees were furious and began to discuss with each other what they could do to Jesus. Psalm 66 for the choir director. A song, a psalm. Shout happily to God, all the earth. Make music to praise the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awe-inspiring are your deeds. Your power is so great that your enemies will cringe in front of you. The whole earth will worship you. It will make music to praise you. It will make music to praise your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done. His awe-inspiring deeds for Adam's descendants. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. We rejoiced because of what he did there. He rules forever with his might. His eyes watch the nations. Rebels will not be able to oppose him. Selah. Thank our God, you nations. Make the sound of his praise heard. He has kept us alive and has not allowed us to fall. You have tested us, O God. You have refined us in the same way silver is refined. You have trapped us in a net. You have laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but then you brought us out and refreshed us. I will come into your temple with burnt offerings. I will keep my vows to you, the vows made by my lips and spoken by my own mouth when I was in trouble. I will offer you a sacrifice of fattened livestock for burnt offerings, with the smoke from rams. I will offer cattle and goats. Selah. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. With my mouth I cried out to him. High praise was on my tongue. If I had thought about doing anything sinful, the Lord would not have listened to me. But God has heard me. He has paid attention to my prayer. Thanks be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or taken away his mercy from me. Proverbs 11, 24 through 26. One person spends freely and yet grows richer, while another holds back what he owes and yet grows poorer. A generous person will be made rich, and whoever satisfies others will himself be satisfied. People will curse the one who hoards grain, but a blessing will be upon the head of the one who sells it. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this day that is a transition day where we transitioned out of the book of Numbers and into the book of Deuteronomy. And thank you for us having an understanding of what it represents so that we can tune our hearts and minds to pay close attention to these discourses of Moses before he retreats and the children of Israel move forward. And we thank you for all of the parallels, all of the things that we can look at and consider as we travel with the children of Israel, putting ourselves in their story. We also find our own story in so many ways. And so we thank you for that. And we ask, come Holy Spirit, plant what we've read today in the soil of our hearts. And may we collaborate as we weed this garden, and as you bring the warmth and the water that we need to grow. Come Holy Spirit into all of this, we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is where you can find out what's going on around here. If you're using the Daily Audio Bible app, you can do the same thing from within the app, and the app can be downloaded free from your app store, whatever app store is connected to the device that you use. And so check that out. Check out things like the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are a number of resources in a number of categories there in the Daily Audio Bible Shop. Everything from journals to write in and journal your way through the scriptures, all the way to our wind farm coffee and tea that can be sent to you freshly roasted or freshly sourced right to your door every month if you like, or if you just want to look at the different varietals and try out some, great, check it out. It's in the Daily Audio Bible Shop. Most of us drink some kind of hot beverage in the morning. Usually it's coffee, but a lot of times it's tea. Depends on where you are in the world or what part of the culture that you live in. I try to split my time between the two. I drink tea, but I definitely drink coffee in the morning and always have it here to my left as we read each and every day. And so if that's you, if you do that too, and you're going to go through a drive-thru somewhere or whatever, maybe fresh roasted coffee or boutique tea is for you, and you're welcome to check it out at dailyaudiobible.com or in the app, in the shop, You'll find coffee and tea as well as all the other resources that I was talking about. So check it out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this mission to continue to bring the Word of God spoken fresh every day and offered freely to anyone who might listen to it anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night. We believe this is the Word of God, and so anyone who hears this is hearing from God. If that daily rhythm is meaningful and life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, family. This is Carol, or CCAA1523. It's March the 17th, and I'm calling to say thank you to Brian, the family, and the ministry. It has been a blessing. My husband and I just started this last October, and it's become a necessity for us each day to come and listen to the Word of God. It's been a blessing in listening to so many in need of prayers. And I just want to say that each and every one that calls in, that we hear, we pray for you all. Prayers heard and those unheard, you are in our hearts. We know the demands are so great in these days for prayers. This is my first time calling. And Brian, I want to thank you for the study in the Old Testament. We've gone through this before, my husband and I, in Bible study, but we are learning so much as now we understand we are living, being in the wilderness, I guess you might say. Very much alone, rejected by our families because we're the only ones born again. We're Christians. We lived a life being partiers at one time, and no one can accept the fact that we are Christians. So needless to say, it's been difficult. We're asking for prayers because we're feeling the struggles, and I've dealt with depression in the past and being suicidal, and God forgive me these thoughts. So please pray for us. We love you all so very much. We don't know you, but we hold you dear in our heart with our prayers. Hugs. We hug you from Canada. We hug you in prayers. And thank you, Brian and family.
This message is for encouragement for the farmer's wife who called back on January 24th. I just want you to know, sister, that I am praying for you. To know you're not the only one that was maybe not quite excited when you got pregnant. I had the same thing when I was pregnant with my first son. I was terrified of being mom, terrified that I was going to do it wrong, that I was going to make a lot of mistakes, and that I wouldn't treat my children well. But God knew what he was doing, and know that he knows what he's doing with your life. Your child is a blessing, and you are going to enjoy it. It's going to be hard at times. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to show them your weaknesses. But through that, show them and point them to God. Through your depression, how you lean on God during those times, those can be things that your child will glean from you to grow. My second child, same thing, was terrified. Our family, our marriage was in a really rough spot, and I didn't even want to bring another child into our family. But God once again knew. This is a blessing from God, and I pray that you will embrace it, that you will know he will be with you, and that he will guide you. Just pray for his direction as far as job, whether he would have you work or stay home. He knows. He knows what the perfect plan is for your life and for your family, and he can provide. I pray he will be your provider both emotionally and financially through all of this. And yes, now I'm a nanny because I love working with children so much, and I work in children's ministry. So God knew what he was doing when he gave me my first son, and he knows what he's doing since he's given you your child. God bless you, and I look forward to hearing from you as you enjoy this new journey and chapter in your life.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Beloved in Boston. And I just got done listening to today's podcast while folding laundry and listening to the prayers. It is March 18th. Wishful thinking, May. Here in Boston, we're anxious for warm weather. But anyway, I wanted to lift up the last caller who had a quick prayer request about getting right with the Lord after an affair during COVID. And I wanted to encourage her that I too had an affair about 7 years ago. And my husband too was so gracious and loving and showed such mercy. And our marriage was not well. We were technically, in our minds, I guess, separated and yet legally unto God still married. And so I convinced myself what I was doing was not a big deal. And so I feel for you, sister. I know that feeling, I know that pain, I know that guilt and that shame. And what I can tell you is the pain is real, consequences are real. Those are part of God breaking our flesh to let his spirit shine forth. But the guilt and the shame, oh, that is from the enemy. You have been forgiven and it is done. Jesus finished that on the cross for you. So I pray for you that you will feel that love, that you will accept Jesus's grace and mercy and love for you, unconditional love, and that this will be the beginning of such a beautiful reset in your marriage and that you will grow stronger and stronger together in Christ. I love you and I'm praying for you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Audrey from Middle Tennessee. I've been listening for several years, and I'm a first-time caller. Today is March 17th. The Lord impressed on me to ask our DAB community to pray for my husband and I visiting our 35-year-old son and his wife in California, March 26th through the 30th. Just asking that we will be lights for the Lord, that our son and our daughter-in-law would feel and see the love of God in an undeniable way. Our son accepted Christ as a child. He was raised in a Christian home, was homeschooled, but he's walked away from the Lord. So thankfully, we have a good relationship with him and his wife. We talk with him weekly. So I just thank you all for praying for this time that we have with them face to face. It's our fourth attempt to visit them with all the things that have been going on the last couple years. So I do believe that God's timing is perfect. So thank you all so much for praying for my husband and I in this trip. God bless you.
Hey, this is Levi from Ohio. I'm 9 years old, and I'm here to pray for Halo. I want to pray for her because her friend Emma is giving her a bad influence. So let me just pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, please just help Halo as Emma is giving her a bad influence. Just help Emma know. Please teach her that you shouldn't be doing this and help their friendship come back again and just please help them be okay and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I've been through the same thing with a friend before, and so I definitely can relate with you. So
My Daily Audio Bible family, it's Daughter of Honor Starkindler in Bangalore, and I'm calling in rather belatedly to ask you to pray for me. I did post something on the Facebook group, but for 2.5 weeks I've had intermittent fevers, basically fevers every day, that spike up. And at first I really didn't have any other symptoms. We did a lot of tests and everything came back negative. This week we discovered that I have acute tonsillitis. Now whether or not that is the cause of the whole thing, we're not really sure, but I was put on medication and then my face started swelling, and so now I've been changed, my medication's been changed because we assume maybe I'm allergic to one of them, although honestly my face swelling isn't much better today, so I'm not really sure what's going on with that. It's also summer here in Bangalore and I don't tolerate heat very well, and but between the fever and everything, I'm really limited on what I can do to try to cool down, and I'm just pretty miserable. My throat hurts, my face is swollen, I'm hot all the time, and family, I need some prayers, please. Thanks.